Hey everyone, welcome to the Bethlehem Wildcast. This is going to be the podcast for the week of December the 9th through the 13th. We've got a great show ahead, so stick around, Wildcats.
Hey guys, this is Journey, Nisa, and Anna with news and weather. Let's start off with the news. The 2020 yearbook is on sale now for $45. If you would like to save $10, order now. The cost will go up.
Chipola dual enrollment students, early registration for the spring semester ends December 9th. See Ms. Bailey for a course voucher.
The junior class is sponsoring a winter ball. Saturday, December 7th. The dance is for grades 6 through 12.
For all the students in Career Club, our first field trip is December 12th.
Christmas break is December 20th. FBLA is selling Christmas grams for $2. You get a choice between sugar cookie or chocolate chip.
FCCLA is hosting a food drive to create a food pantry to keep here for kids in need.
FCCLA practice every Tuesday at 2:45. Now on to Anna with the weather.
Friday, December the 6th, cloudy with a high of 52 and a low of 32. Saturday, December the 7th, sunny with a high of 40 and a low of 28. Sunday, December the 8th, partly cloudy with a high of 48 and the low will be 40. Monday, December the 9th, showers with a high of 58 and the low of 56. This weather has been accurate as of December the 4th.
That's it for this week's news and weather. Stay tuned for the next segment.
Hello, Wildcats. This is Coda
and Avery
with the Tech of Today, here to tell you some interesting facts about the apps and technology in our everyday lives. The app of today is Bitmoji. This app lets you make an avatar for your Snapchat account. This avatar may look like you or look different. That is your choice. This app is rated E for everyone. If you are interested, look it up on Google Play or the App Store.
We have all been asked once or twice to go print something out for our teachers. Well, since technology never stops moving forward, they have invented printers that you can email what you want printed to the printer you've chosen. So it's more likely you'll be asked to go grab some papers without having to worry about struggling with the printing process.
This has been Coda
and Avery
with the Tech of Today. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for history.
Hi, my name is Tyler, and I'm here with Cash and Cameron, and we are here to discuss a flash in time. We are going back to December 9th through December 12th. Let's get to it.
December 9th, 1835, a Texan army captures San Antonio in the War for Independence from Mexico.
On December 9th, 1989, the Berlin Wall is a milestone victory for freedom in the decades-long Cold War.
On December 9th, 1775, Patriots defeat a British and Loyalist force at Great Bridge, Virginia, driving the British out of Virginia for the early part of the Revolutionary War.
On December 10, 1864, General William T. Sherman reaches Savannah, Georgia, ending his march to the sea.
On December 10, 1954, President Dwight D. Eisenhower dedicates the Marine Corps War Memorial in Arlington, Virginia.
On December 10, 1817, Mississippi becomes the 20th state.
On December 11, 1882, the Bayou Theater in Boston is the first theater lit by electricity.
On December 11, 1919, in the first Armistice Day ceremony, two California redwood trees are planted in Lafayette Square near the White House.
On December 11, 1816, Indiana becomes the 19th state.
On December 12, 1808, the first Bible Society in the United States is organized in Philadelphia.
On December 12, 1954, Ellis Island closes after processing more than 12 million immigrants since opening in New York Harbor in 1892.
On December 12, 1787, Pennsylvania becomes the second state to ratify the U.S. Constitution. This information was provided to us by the American Patriots Almanac by William J. Bennett and John T. Cribb. This is Tyler, and I'm here with Cash and Cameron. Tune back in next week for more history. Until then, stay in school and stay cool.
Hey everyone, I'm Dane, here with our quick sports recap. The boys' varsity team started their season this week with a win over Alpha 50-43. And that's all the sports for this little sports recap. I'm Dane. On to the next segment.
What's up, Wildcats, and welcome back to
Funky Factoids!
We have a lot of interesting facts for you today, so stick around.
Did you know that mountain lions can whistle?
I did not.
Oh, really? Well, what do you think they sound like? Would it be like the Mockingjay theme?
Yes. Yeah. All mountain lions know the Mockingjay theme.
I don't know. Mountain lions are weird. Animals are weird.
Okay, next fun fact. Did you know that cows kill more people a year than sharks?
I didn't, but I don't doubt it.
Cows are ferocious. Making quite the movement.
So that was okay.
That's pretty good.
I was going to say they must have a beef with humans, but...
Oh, those were both really good, actually. Okay.
Help me. I want to know how long it goes.
Should got my stopwatch ready.
You good?
Hey, Dane, you want to hear this fact about woodpeckers?
Yeah.
Okay, did you know that woodpeckers wrap their tongue around their brain before they start pecking to, like, protect it?
I did not know that. I know they have a pad thing in their, like, behind their beak so it doesn't concuss them, but I didn't know about the whole tongue thing.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, more fun facts for you guys.
Slurp. So much knowledge.
Yeah. Did you know that the concept of the rap battle has existed since the 5th century, where poets would engage in flighting? Spoken word event where poets would insult one another in verse.
I did know that because of a little musical called Something Rotten about Shakespeare and stuff. Yeah, it was really cool. So yeah, I knew that.
All right.
All of these interesting facts were brought to you by a couple Wildcats here at our school, Zoe, Noah, Xavier, and funfacts.com. But now it's time for our thought of the week. This week's thought is, when you focus on the good gets better.
I like that one.
Yeah, it's very
good,
nice.
Good thought of the week.
Good thought of the good. Get it? Fun in the pun is gone, okay?
Thanks for tuning in for
Funky Factoids.
Tune in next week for more funky facts. Bye.
Hey, everyone. I'm Dane.
And I'm Haley.
And today we're going back to the days of the 80s. Today we're going to be telling you guys about five of the best movie soundtracks from the 80s. And these are not in any particular order, they're just five really good soundtracks from the 80s.
First we have Footloose.
The Footloose soundtrack had Footloose, obviously, it had Holding Out for a Hero, it had Never, it had Let's Hear It for the Boy. It was a really good soundtrack for a really good movie.
Next we have Rocky IV.
Rocky IV is about the Italian Stallion fighting a Russian opponent, and not too many spoilers will be given about the movie, but he ends up fighting this Russian named Ivan Drago. It had a really good soundtrack. It brought Eye of the Tiger back, and it had some other good hits by Survivor, as well as just some good pump-up music.
Next, we have Top Gun.
Top Gun, another movie with some Kenny Loggins in the soundtrack. It had Danger Zone, which is a huge hit, and I still listen to it all the time.
Next, we have Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off, a great comedy movie from the 80s, and it has probably one of the most iconic themes, I guess you'd say, of that era. I think a lot of adults remember, if they hear that specific sound, they remember Ferris Bueller. And finally, Haley, what is our final movie?
Back to the Future.
Back to the Future soundtrack included some hits from Huey Lewis and the News, and it had really good, it set the vibe for the whole movie when you heard that first Power of Love come on. And that is five great movie soundtracks from the 80s. I'm Dane.
And I'm Haley.
And we'll see you guys next week. Thank you guys for listening to this week's podcast. I'm Dane, signing off for all of us here at the Bethlehem Wildcast, and we'll see you guys next week.